but I stood irresolute. When looking at a clock in the corner, he exclaimed, "I vomit Sunday. You won't see that hoppeneer tonight. He's come to anchor somewhere. Come along, then." "Do come, won't you come?" I considered the matter a moment, and then upstairs we went, and I was ushered into a small room, cold as a clam, and furnished, sure enough, with a prodigious bed, almost big enough, indeed, for any four harpooneers to sleep abreast. "There," said the landlord, placing the candle on a crazy old sea-chest that did double duty as a washstand and center-table. "There, make yourself comfortable now, and good night to ye." I turned round from eyeing the bed, but he had disappeared. Folding back the counterpane, I stood over the bed. Though none of the most elegant, it yet stood the scrutiny tolerable well. I then glanced round the room, and besides the bedstead and center-table could see no other furniture belonging to the place but a rude shelf, the four walls, and a papered fireboard representing a man striking a whale.